Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off all over the world.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Can you see the Cowboy fans literally running out of the building? They got their butt kicked 27-20
that
in Jerry's world. I think they're 1-8 at home. Can you imagine that?
I don't have to imagine it, Eddie. It's a reality. They are not a good team. They had every opportunity to win that game, and they failed to do so. I feel good about it, though, because if you ask me if I was rooting for the Dallas Cowboys or the Cincinnati Bengals, I'd have to say that I preferred the Cincinnati Bengals take that win. But that's just me. We're going to get into that more today, Eddie. We're going to talk college football playoffs, MLB signings, the MLB hot stove getting hot, the NFL, wow. WWE, and of course, the jabroni of the week.
Absolutely. And I can't believe all the money that's being thrown around in Major League Baseball. It is unbelievable.
I am stunned and appalled at, I have always said that if they want to fix baseball where it's a fan-friendly sport again, first of all, Rob Manfred has lost his mind. We're going to talk about that in the baseball segment. I don't want to talk about it too much, but what I will say is I have always thought that if they wanted to fix baseball, they would stop dealing with Scott Boras. Scott Boras ruins everything. He's got players going places they don't want to go for huge amounts of money. Juan Soto is the newest victim of signing with a team that has huge stars and never wins the World Series. And that's unfortunately, I believe.
Well, you know, that jackass is the one who got Soto to leave the Nationals. And the Nationals offered him, I think, what was it, 15 years, $440 million?
Yeah, he bet on himself.
They didn't offer him a bunch of money.
I, as you know, I'm biased. I'm a Nationals fan. I have feelings about that. We'll actually discuss that, too, because, as you know, Eddie, we got to run to a break, and we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Mouthing Off all over the world.
The holidays are just around the corner, so now's the time to shop new deals at Lowe's. Make your home even merrier with up to 50% off select holiday decor clearance. Plus, don't miss our limited time weekly deal drops on items like appliances, tools, grills, and more. There's something for everyone on your list. Count on Lowe's to help you save all season long, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves.
Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, Indiana. Can they beat Notre Dame? You know, Lee Corso always said to me, Eddie, never bet against the Catholics, whatever you do.
Well, I'll tell you this.
He used to coach Indiana, though. I bet he's pulling for Indiana.
I don't know who Lee Corso's pulling for, but I always am skeptical.
Well, he coached Indiana for 10 years.
Yeah, I'm skeptical of any Notre Dame team that makes it to a playoff format for the national championship. I always wonder, are they as good as we think they are? They always play a couple of good teams on their schedule, but it seems like every time Notre Dame makes it to one of these playoff formats, since they've gone to the college football playoff, they've been embarrassed by teams that you know are good, like an SEC team or a Big Ten team. They go in there and they get embarrassed. So I hope that trend's
going to
end.
Well, they're playing a Big Ten.
I know.
At Indiana. Hey, Indiana's good.
Yeah, Indiana is definitely better than their number 10 ranking, but that'll be a good game. Hey, listen, I just got back home. I told you I got here 45 minutes before we started this show. I was up in Georgia for the weekend and I was out hunting and I was rocking my O-Dark 30 boots the way they are supposed to be rocked for what I feel is the first time ever, Eddie. Camo pants, camo shirt, camo jacket, camo hat, O-Dark 30 boots out in the woods, hunting down a big buck that I never found, saw a ton of doe, never saw a big buck. But Lenny would have been proud of me being out
there.
Yeah,
I call you now Mr. Sexy because all you could draw was does.
Well, I rocked my O-Dark 30 boots. And if you are getting into, it's the middle of hunting season. If you're getting into hunting, I'll tell you right now, I walked around, I walked the trails, I sat in a blind, I sat in a stand, and everywhere I went, my feet were warm and comfortable because they were in my O-Dark 30 boots. O-Dark 30, where tactical meets practical. They're at odark30.com. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you promo code of Mouthing Off, or a assuming that still works, and check them out.
Oh, absolutely. And I can't wait to check out Penn State versus SMU.
This one is an interesting matchup.
In Dallas.
Yes, this is an interesting matchup for me because SMU is, I believe, a very, very dangerous team for an 11 seed. I feel like the 10, the 11, and the 12 are all very dangerous pulls for these higher ranked teams. We could see all upsets in all of these games. Clemson could beat Texas, Tennessee could beat Ohio State, SMU could beat Penn State, and Indiana could beat Notre Dame. It could happen. And this,
well, yeah, you look at 9, 10, 11, and 12. They all are dangerous.
Yes, this is, I've said it all season long, Eddie. I am so excited by this entire college football season. And we have the first year of the 16-team playoff, and it looks like it's not over yet. It looks like we're going to have so much more exciting college football coming up. I know there's still,
you know, it just irks me. What? Is you got Penn State and against SMU, and the winner plays Boise State.
Yes.
I mean, give me a friggin' break.
I don't understand this ranking. They're undefeated. They won the Mountain West Conference Championship. But really, enough of Boise State. They do really well in their Cracker Jack Conference. I don't know if there's an infatuation with the blue field. I don't know what the deal is, but enough of Boise State. There are teams that are not in this playoff that I feel like deserve to be in this playoff more than Boise State. They definitely don't deserve to get a bye. They definitely should be playing. I feel like Texas deserved that bye more. Ohio State, as much as I hate to say it, deserved that bye more. And Penn State deserved that bye more. It's ridiculous that Boise State is getting a bye.
I mean, SMU had a great year.
I could make an argument that every team that's playing the first round deserved that bye better, more than Boise State. Boise State is lucky to be in the playoff. They're going to get curb stomped by whoever they end up playing. And this is the sign from the football gods, NCAA football. Stop it with Boise State. Nobody wants to watch them outside of Boise. And I don't even know what the population of Boise is, but it's all that college in the entire state.
Well, there goes all our fans out of
Idaho.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, percentages wise, I'd say I hate to see you go, but you guys, Boise State fans.
The lover still likes you, man. I can't help you. Your damn team plays on a tidy bowl field. Boy, you know, you need to get a real field they play on.
Yes.
Not some joke field. I mean, it makes them look like a joke. It really does.
I love the Idaho. You guys are awesome. It's an awesome state. It's beautiful up there. I hate the fact that the winter's so cold, but the fact of the matter is that you guys have to know as well as we do that Boise State doesn't deserve to keep popping up in these conversations.
Well, much less get a bye.
That is appalling to me.
It's just like a give me. I'm going to give you an extra game because I feel sorry for you.
Hey, Clemson,
that's really what it is.
Clemson is the ACC champions. Arizona State and Boise State should not have byes before Clemson. I don't care how many losses Clemson has. Uh-huh. They are better. They are better more deserving of that bye than either one of those teams. Prove me wrong. The winner of Notre Dame, Indiana goes into another buzzsaw at the University of Georgia. That's going to be a tough one to win out. I like the odds of the winner of the Penn State SMU game playing Georgia.
But I tell you what, Notre Dame or Indiana, whoever plays Georgia, they're going in. You know, Georgia's going to have a week to heal up, and they need it because they've been, you know, 8 overtimes and then, you know, an overtime here every time. I mean, they've been playing a lot of games.
Yeah.
They are banged up. They needed a break. Well, they got it and they got rested. And boy, when you go in and play them dogs, man, you better strap yourself in because they're coming.
I feel sorry for them. So my prediction here, we're to the semifinals, and I'm going to give you my prediction on the semifinals. I believe it's going to be Texas versus Oregon. And in the other bracket, I believe it's going to be SMU versus Georgia.
Well, that'd be a good one. I like Texas, and I'm going to go with SMU. And then I'm going to go with Indiana against Georgia.
Yeah.
And so Georgia will you know, the one that's going to really surprise you is Tennessee's going in the shoe and beat Ohio State at home.
Do you think they can go on and beat Oregon coming off of that win? I know they'll have momentum. No.
I can tell you, no. Dylan Gabriel, the Las Vegas Raiders need a quarterback.
Yeah.
And they used to have years ago, you can watch the old clips of Kenny Stabler, the snake.
Yeah.
Remember? And I've watched many games. He played for John Madden.
Yeah.
And Dylan Gabriel is a quarterback that Las Vegas Raiders need to get.
That could be a coup, Eddie, because if I'm not mistaken, I think Dylan Gabriel's from Hawaii. Is he not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
And Hawaii is Raiders fans. I know there probably are some guys there that aren't, but I feel like the majority of Hawaiians are Raiders fans. And they would love to see their guy under center for their NFL team.
Let me tell you, he could put them back on the map.
Yeah.
He's that good. And he's seasoned. He's not some young punk coming out that doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of reminds me. See, he's mature like a Bo Nix was, who came to Denver. Look how Bo Nix is playing.
Yeah.
He's a mature guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's been around for a long time. So
he came from where?
Bo Nix from Oregon. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're going to follow that up. So with the Raiders are stupid if they don't get him.
So do you agree with me, Georgia and Oregon in the semifinals?
Without a doubt.
Yeah. So
and Georgia can put a can of whoop ass on them, believe me.
Yeah. So my hope is that we get a Texas Georgia final. It's a possibility. But my belief is that we're going to have an Oregon-Georgia final. And, gee, taking numbers 1 and 2, really going out on a limb there, Jeff. But, unfortunately, that's how I see these cards falling.
I think the last time they grabbed a hold of those dogs, it was about 49-3 or something.
It was
something like that. That duck got squalled, man.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you, you don't go in the Mercedes-Benz. The only people that used to give Kirby Smart hell was Nick Saban's.
Yeah.
Roll Tide out of Alabama.
So, Eddie, we got into a lot of college football here. We basically...
Well, you should. It's the hottest thing going.
We basically went through two segments. We talked a little bit of the Cowboys throwing away that game against the Bengals. They're terrible. The Lions are looking really good. They clinched a playoff berth. They can't shake the Vikings or the Eagles, who've now won 9 in a row. 5 games to go. The Eagles are looking great. Just like you said, I'm on board now. Both of those two teams are trailed Detroit by 1 game. That's going to matter when it comes to playoff time for seeding reasons.
Well, you know, what makes you crazy is a Lion fan. They've won 11 in a row, and the Eagles and the Vikings are still on their ass.
I know.
I mean, all they do, if they drop 1 game, these guys are back up again.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's heating up.
Yeah, it's
really
crazy.
Is.
So in the AFC, the Chiefs obviously look like the favorite. The Bills are looking really good. Josh Allen's looking like a world beater. The Texans at 8-3 look good. The Broncos at 8-5. You think they're scary because of Bo Nix. The Giants are terrible. There's no telling what's going to happen in New York. And
that's the worst. Hey, that's the worst team in the history of the franchise.
Yeah.
How in the hell do you keep the general manager when you watch Saquon Barkley run all over you like a stepchild?
Yeah.
And he wouldn't even give the guy a time of day. And you got no quarterback. You got a pizza guy as your damn quarterback.
I
mean, what are you doing?
I don't know. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World. All over the world.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, can you imagine that? What the finalists are with the Heisman? Travis Hunter. Deion wanted everybody just to give it to Travis Hunter.
So,
you know, there's a lot of other guys that are pretty dadgum good, too.
The reality of it is that as much of a show as Deion Sanders is, Travis Hunter is a legitimately good football player. So it's hard to argue against him being in the Heisman Trophy running, but it would be really difficult for me to believe that he's going to win the Heisman Trophy. A nod to him. Good for him. That's great. I'm sure he's going to do great in the NFL draft. But if you want to do great in the Mouthing Off draft, then I suggest stop what you're doing and go over to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Well, you can't beat Odark 30. And plus, you just tell Lenny that you heard it on Mouthing Off and you got a 25% discount right off the bat.
Promo code Mouthing Off.
The lover sent you, man.
Promo code Mouthing Off. I believe that still works. So go check out odark30.com. So the Heisman finalist, Eddie, Colorado's Travis Hunter, who we already discussed, Boise State's Ashton Judy. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I don't watch Boise State games. I only watch the clips and I read the articles. Oregon's Dylan Gabriel, very familiar with him. He played at UCF, the school that my son graduated from, my mom graduated from, right up the street. I know him well. And Miami's Cam Ward. Cam Ward, I think, is the favorite to win this Heisman Trophy right now.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. And I could,
the
I
best
agree.
Player, the best player that you mentioned is from Oregon State. I mean, from Oregon.
Yes.
Dylan Gabriel.
I couldn't
That's
agree
the
more.
Guy who should win the Heisman.
I couldn't agree more. Dylan Gabriel, as much as I despise the fact that he has been a transfer portal. Well, I can't think of a better word for it. So I'm going to use the word whore. He transferred out of UCF and followed the coach to, was it Oklahoma or Nebraska? I always get confused about that. But anyway, he left to go
Oklahoma.
There. Yeah, Oklahoma. And then he transferred again to Oregon. I think he's a fifth-year senior because of COVID. He might be a sixth-year senior. Seems like he's been around forever. But I don't like that. But what I cannot take away from this kid is that he is a really good quarterback. And if I were voting on the Heisman, he would be my vote.
He started everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was a stud at UCF when he was young, and they were basing future success on him and the coach. Now, granted, I give the coach and Dylan Gabriel a pass on that move because the coach was an Oklahoma guy. The job came open. And of course, if you get a call from the school that got you your start, you're going there. It's going to happen. And it happened. And I don't fault Dylan Gabriel for not having a new system, new coach come in and work with him. But what I do fault him with is moving again. And it's not his fault. It's the transfer portal's fault. That was hard to say. I think they need to fix this transfer portal. The best thing ever. And I know I feel terrible for the kids that get into a situation. I dealt with it myself with my nephew going to Florida State. I get it that it is a terrible, terrible thing to have to sit out a year if you want to change schools. And I know that they got rid of that and everybody was happy about it, but the transfer portal is a disaster right now. It's like free agency in college football. Everybody's moving around all the time. You don't have the stars from the schools anymore for a long time. It's like Dylan Gabriel literally has...
Well, that's how come Nick Saban retired.
Yeah, it's completely changed the way that college football works, and I don't think it's in a good way. People may disagree with me, but to be honest
you're a free agent coach. You're not a coach that can build a program. Like, you can build a program overnight now. Where when Saban went to Alabama, that Alabama was in ruins, or devastated, in other words.
Yeah.
And he built it right back up.
Yes, he was a great recruiter, great coach, knew how to coach his coaches, which is, he was a manager. He had guys going out there and starting the ball rolling on these kids, and he came in and sold them in the end. He closed the deals with these kids. He's a great recruiter. His coaching
look at all his coaches that were under him.
Absolutely.
Their head coaches, Cincinnati in Indiana.
Yeah.
The Shark in Texas.
They're all over the place, Eddie. His coaching tree is huge. It's Belichick.
Kirby Smart.
Yeah.
I mean, in Georgia. I mean, come on. Yeah. I mean, it's like the guy produces winners in everything.
Yes. I don't know if you saw this news or not, but did you see that? We're talking college football. Did you see who could potentially be the next University of North Carolina coach?
No, that's not going to happen. That just sounds good.
I read that.
You know who came out today talking about Belichick?
Who?
Was Jerry Jones.
Well, of course he did. We've been preaching that from the mountaintop. You definitely have. I'll have to give the hat tip to you on this one. You've been singing that from the mountaintop from before this football season, that Jerry Jones was a fool for not having Bill Belichick coaching that team. And he's not a spring chicken. You know, you sign him to a 10-year deal.
He's got 90. Plenty left the coach, believe me.
Yeah. I agree. And the way his coaching style definitely lends itself to that, because he's just like Nick Saban, or Nick Saban's just like him, I should say. He's a manager. He manages his coaching staff and lets it trickle down from there. So he's coaching the offensive line coach, and the offensive line coach is coaching the offensive line. He's coaching the defensive back coach, and the defensive back coach is coaching the defensive back. That's how you've got to do it. You can't have your mark on everything. You've got to manage down. And Bill Belichick and Nick Saban are two extremely good examples of that. And it goes back to the old 49ers too. Bill Walsh. He was the same way. His guys got good at their jobs because they were allowed to do their jobs, and he told them what he needed them to do. They did it, and you learn from that. There's success in that for the now, and there's success in that for the future. It's almost like teach a man to fish, he'll eat forever. So right. Anyway, getting back to what we were talking about, Dylan Gabriel is the best quarterback. He's the best player in the four that we've been given college football wise. He's probably going to win the national championship. They look unbeatable. Cam Ward was probably on a team that wasn't as good as him, and they made a lot of mistakes, and he brought them back from a lot of mistakes, but he also put himself in trouble quite a bit this season. I don't know if he would say, yeah, well, if I had a better wide receiver, that wouldn't have been an interception, but that would just be an excuse.
You know, the Miami head coach is no Dan Lanning, believe me.
I disagree with you there. He's fresh.
Well, he choked a couple times during Miami's run. That's why come they got beat.
Well, I'll say this. I think that he is going to be successful down there. He's a great recruiter in that area, and that is something that Miami has lacked for a good amount of time, as someone that could actually sit down in those homes in Miami, and if you can recruit, he speaks
ghetto and he speaks Spanish.
Yes, if you can
so
recruit,
that works in Miami.
If you can recruit Miami, that's all you have to do. You don't have to leave your city if you're the University of Miami's head coach. If you can recruit Miami, and I think he's going to be able to do that, and I see good things in his future. Let's jump over. We're running out of time here. We got 3 minutes left to talk these first round matchups in college football. We're going to carry this over. There's no way we're going to get this done in 3 minutes. But let's start by discussing the fact that we have now Texas, who lost, as you said, in the SEC championship.
I call that shot.
Yep. They're going to face Clemson, who won the ACC championship over SMU. I was stunned that Texas lost to Georgia twice. I couldn't believe it. The only thing that I'll say could be interesting is that those two teams, two SEC teams, the way this bracket is set up, could be the national championship game.
That'd be a good game.
What a time.
I guarantee you.
What a time for Texas to say, no mas. We're not losing to you again. You're not beating us three times in one season. That's embarrassing. The winner
of
that.
Well, you know where the game's played, in Atlanta.
Yeah. I mean, it will be another home game for Georgia. So what an incredible circumstance for that. I mean, let's say, if you ask me what I want to see, that's exactly what I want to see. Will it happen? We'll have to see. They play the games for a reason. The winner of that game will play Arizona State, which either one of those teams, I feel like Arizona State looks really good, but I feel like either one of those teams, Texas or Clemson, rolls past them to most likely face the winner of this next bracket. I'm going to finish this bracket up and then we'll go to break. Ohio State versus Tennessee. I'll be honest with you, Eddie. I don't know who to take there. Who do you take in that game?
I want to go with Tennessee.
The only reason why,
even though they're playing in the horseshoe.
Yeah. The only reason why I'm not going with Tennessee is because the world famous Ohio State University will probably be playing 14 on 11 most of the game. So I hate to be a guy that says that Ohio State gets a lot of calls, but Ohio State gets a lot of calls.
I just love the Volunteers coach.
Yeah.
He used to be a quarterback with Oklahoma, and he learned from the great guys, and he's passing it down, and he's teaching those guys really well in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah, so the winner of that game goes into the grinder. And they face
Oregon.
Yes. So Ohio State, Tennessee, whoever wins, good luck to you. I have a feeling that Oregon is on a roll here. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking that Oregon, Texas would be that semifinal. Obviously, college football. We watch college basketball. Is the same thing going to start to happen? Are there going to be upsets and things we go, whoa, we never saw that happen? Does Clemson beat Texas and then beat Arizona State and all of a sudden we have a 12 seed in the semifinal?
Now, let me ask you this.
Well, you're going to have to hold that.
Notre Dame beat Indiana?
We'll have to see. We'll talk about that after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game, then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Twas the holiday season at Total Wine and More. So many friends that you need to shop for. Gifts on the shelves are so easy to find. Just what you love for your loved ones in mind. Your father likes Pinot Noir, Cabernet for your sis. Champagne for a co-worker, never amiss. Now that's a low price, you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. This thing's flying by, Eddie.
Oh, yeah, and I need to call Juan Soto and get a big loan, man.
You borrow some money from Juan Soto.
Yeah.
The biggest contract, I think, in baseball history, money-wise. And so Juan Soto is making bank. And if you want to feel like you're making bank, check out odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenge. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. And when you put them on, you're going to feel like you're making bank and making it rain.
5-star, just like you, Jeff.
Yes, sir. All right. Juan Soto, 15 years, $765 million. Unbelievable.
Man.
The Mets are going after it. Unfortunately for Juan Soto, Pete Alonso's leaving. Juan Soto's a much better hitter than Pete Alonso, but Pete Alonso is, he's filling a hole that is basically, are they that much better with Juan Soto than they were with Pete Alonso?
No.
I agree. I feel like
they should have saved some money and kept Pete Alonso.
I think that
you can put Soto out in the outfield, leave Alonso at first base.
Yeah, well, not with this contract.
He was a great Met, man. Fans loved the guy.
I'll be stunned if Pete Alonso ends up signing with the Mets. A lot of people are saying that he's going to go to the Nationals, and what a coup if the Nationals bring in Pete Alonso after missing out on Juan Soto.
Hey, I'll tell you the coup. You really, this is New York, okay?
Yes.
You screw me, I screw you, okay? What if old Cashman just signs Alonso to play for the Yankees?
Well, he's spending money on pitchers right now because they went out and got Max Fried, and I think that he really thinks that where they lacked last season was on the mound. I don't think he feels like they were missing any bats. So Juan Soto is a great hitter, but that Yankees lineup is still going to be world beaters without him. So I think the Cashman is signing arms, and the arms race has begun with Max Fried. The Nationals offered Juan Soto 15 years for $440 million before he left Washington, before he was traded to San Diego.
And hey, to make, you know something, Jeff, to make that really a punctuation on that, at the time, Trout's contract was the biggest.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
When the Angels gave him like 410?
Yes.
Well, what they did is they made Soto, because of your friend, Scott Boras, would have made him the highest paid player at that time.
Yeah.
And Scott Boras told him to turn it down.
Yeah.
I mean, what an idiot.
I agree. You know, I don't like Scott Boras for baseball, but the Nationals ownership deal was in flux. There were so many people bidding to buy the Nationals. The Lerners are sketchy when it comes to whether they're going to keep or sell the team. It's back off the block again. They're keeping it now, but I don't think they're long-term owners, and signing 15-year deals for short-term ownership is going to make it more difficult to sell the team. That's going to factor in, and I think that the Nationals offered him a lot of money that he bet on himself by saying no, and it paid off big time because he didn't double it, but I mean, he damn sure close doubled that $440 million.
But $765 million, I mean, you don't need any more money, man.
You're good.
You know
good.
Who ought to buy the Nationals just for the hell of it?
Who?
Elon Musk.
That would be cool, but I'll be honest. I believe that the best owner for the Washington Nationals is Ted Leonsis. He already owns the Capitals. He already owns the Wizards, and he would own the Nationals. He's trying to build a sports kind of conglomerate up there with Monumental Sports. He made an offer. There were talks. It didn't go through. I don't know what the deal is, but as a fan, I would love for Ted Leonsis to be the owner of the Nationals. He spends money. He makes money. He's a great owner. If the learners are listening, sell this franchise to Ted Leonsis already. Give it up. Speaking of...
Yeah, go buy. It's like that jackass lawyer for all those years. You know that?
Yeah.
That owned the Baltimore Orioles. Remember when they ran it in the ground?
Yeah. Yeah.
That I can't remember that lawyer's name. I don't want to remember the lawyer. And Cal Ripken... I was doing some baseball up in Baltimore at the time, and I was talking to Cal, and he had the ones who finally bought the Orioles.
Yes.
In place, and the guy would never sell it, and he just kept beating them until he finally did. I think the lawyer maybe died. That's yeah. The way they got it. I don't know.
I don't either, but the fact of the matter is that the Nationals losing Juan Soto from a Washington Nationals fan perspective, very sad. It sucks to see him playing in a different uniform. It's going to really suck seeing him playing in a different uniform in the division. They're going to see him a lot. But kudos to Juan Soto. He's one of my favorite players because he seems to be such a good guy. He's a legit hitter. He changes his swing when he's got two strikes on him. He walks a lot for a guy that hits for high average.
Well, he's a legit, you know, he's a modern day Reggie Jackson.
I think he's Reggie, a better hitter than Reggie Jackson.
Became Mr. October because he would hit in the playoffs.
Yeah.
In the World Series. So Soto does too.
I think Juan Soto is more of a modern day Ted Williams, to be perfectly honest with you. The guy has an eye for the baseball. He's incredible. Good for him. I don't want to talk about it anymore, Eddie. You talked about the Mike Trout deal that was the biggest deal in history, and I see shades of this with Soto going to the Mets. I hate this for Juan Soto because I am such a fan. But Mike Trout, you know how many times Mike Trout has been to the playoffs?
None.
One time. They made it the first year. The year they drafted
him. And he's
him.
He's never been... The Angels suck.
Yes.
He sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been hurt all the time since he signed that big deal.
It's a weird thing to have to be in a locker next to a guy. And listen, Trout is the best player on the Angels, bar none. His entire career, the guy is a stud. He made a big mistake not going home to Philadelphia when he had the opportunity and staying in California. And there have been some things that happened that were unfortunate for the Angels. But the reality of it is that they chose to pay him and they brought in Shohei Ohtani, couldn't keep him, and it's been a dumpster fire in Los Angeles, of Anaheim, of California, of the Angels. And I foresee, because the Mets are the Mets, the same thing could happen to Juan Soto, that nothing happens for him in New York, and nothing would make me happier as an NL East fan to see the New York Mets go out, pay all this money for a guy I really wanted on my team, and do nothing. The only other player...
Well, I don't think the Mets are going to do anything.
I don't either.
I mean,
they did just make it to the NL.
I just don't believe it. I hope he doesn't ruin his career and devastate his career going to the New York Mets. The Mets are a little bit like the Jets.
Yes. They did just make it to the NLCS. They literally just lost the NLCS without Juan Soto. So they're a good team. They weren't expected to be as good as they played this year, but there clearly is some talent on that team because they made it to the NLCS. They lost to the Dodgers. They showed up for the Dodgers more than the Yankees did. And Juan Soto, now a Met. I said I didn't want to talk about it anymore. You dragged me right in. The beauty of this is that he signed a long-term deal. He's young. He's the youngest player to hit
besides
the market
Alex
at this
Rodriguez,
age.
Yep,
since Alex Rodriguez. The Mets are going to have a stud for at least 10 years in Juan Soto. Good for them.
You hope he don't wind up like Willie Mays did with the Giants, had nobody else.
Well, I have a feeling that eventually that is going to be the case. They're not going to go out and get this isn't the Yankees. They're not going to go out and get another $800 million player. You know what's sad is I was reading earlier that there are 18 guys who have been paid more than $274 million in their contract. Wow. And eight of those guys are former Nationals. It's Juan Soto now, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper. It's killing me. I can't remember. Anthony Rendon and one other who escapes me. I don't remember. Oh, Steven Strasburg, who stayed.
Well, what does that tell you? The owner sucks. The GM had to be something wrong with him to let these players go.
Well,
I mean, because DC is a huge market. Believe me.
You're talking about $1 trillion in contracts, though, if you keep all of those guys.
In Washington, DC, have they ever had trouble spending money?
No. All of the money is there.
They think it's an ATM in DC.
The fact of the matter is that the only thing that the Nationals can stake on that claim I just made is that since all of those guys signed those contracts, the only team to win the World Series, the only guy I mean to win the World Series since then is Steven Strasburg, and he did it as a Washington National. Bryce Harper hasn't won a World Series. Did Trey Turner actually, I think, did win one with the Dodgers. I take that back, but who cares? I forget when Dodgers win the World Series.
Yeah, but you love that Dodger Stadium, don't you?
Yeah, and I might be wrong about that. I don't know if he was a Dodger when the Dodgers won the World Series. Someone correct me if I'm wrong.
You know, it's so funny. The East Coast Yankees, West Coast Dodgers.
Yeah.
The best team that money can buy.
Something's wrong, though, with these numbers going around there, but we don't have time to talk about that. We got to jump in right now to the WWE, Eddie. Saturday night main event returns with Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yeah, since the 80s.
That's crazy.
And the body, Jesse Ventura is going to be the color commentator. That's going to be interesting. And, you know, you got Cody Rhodes against Kevin Owens. Oh, wow. Then you got Noah Sky against Liv Morgan. And, you know, Liv Morgan, she ain't going to beat her for the belt. Yeah. Liv Morgan is just nine and heavy change. And she's good in the ring, and she's great outside the ring. And then you look at the World Championship. They already thrown in a three-way. Gunther, the big German, against Balor and Damian Priest. So you know who's going to lose that, don't you? That's going to be Finn Balor. He's going to lose.
Yeah. How does that work? Two guys win?
Well, no, it's three guys. You usually keep one guy out, but they wind up being three on three, you know? So it's just a cluster.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's just...
The only thing I can think of that's more ridiculous than that...
Yeah, you got 11-man cluster in Chicago. I mean, the Chicago Bears, they wasn't appointed... because they got to do the DEI, you know, to make sure they get the guy is a coach. And the team got worse. They fired everybody, and the team got worse. That guy has he's not even qualified to be a head coach in the NFL. So you need to get rid of him. You need to go hire Rex Ryan or a Belichick or somebody who knows how to coach. He's got a great quarterback, and you got a good team, but you're giving them lousy coaches. Chicago, get your ass in gear. You're the second city, and you play like the 99th city. What the hell is wrong with you? You got great fans. You got everything going for you. And you play like a bunch of jabronis, for real.
They're getting a new stadium, too. So I have a feeling they're going to have some feelers out for really good coaches in the near future in Chicago. I don't think they're going to appoint this guy the head coach. He's the interim. And they're going to be on the coaching hunt. I don't know what name they'll bring in, if it'll be a young guy that we haven't heard from that's on a tree, or if it'll be a big name that we know about, if it will be a guy like Ryan or a guy like Belichick.
You know who would be a great coach?
Who?
Brian Urlacher.
Yeah, I mean, he's a Bears legend, man. That would be pretty good for them. And I don't know if he'd be a great coach or not, but he's got a great hairline now. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mm-hmm. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now then, all over the world.
Woo! It's been a great show, Eddie.
Absolutely. You know, like Jesse the Body Ventura is making the comeback, brother. I mean, it's like, oh, the body is back. He don't have the body anymore, but the body's going to come back.
Well, I'll tell you what, I look forward to listening to
entertaining that dude, you know.
I'm wondering if he's going to get into any of his conspiracy theories while he's doing the color commentary.
Well, the biggest conspiracy theory is his ass sitting in that seat.
Well, it will be fun.
They're going to introduce him, Jesse. The body is gone, Ventura.
I don't remember which conspiracy theories Jesse was very much into. I think it was a lot of 9/11 stuff, but it will be funny to hear him say, off the top ropes.
He can't even spell 9/11.
Off the top ropes. Hey, did you see this tower couldn't burn the way it did? I saw 14 scientists said that it would have fallen differently. You guys might have signed up for something you did not want. They're going to definitely...
Just take another gummy, Jesse. You'll be fine.
They're going to have to be on the lookout for any Jesse conspiracy theories that pop out.
He's lucky his ass is in that seat.
I know.
So, Jesse, the body is gone, Ventura. He's gonna be talking trash.
He is fun on camera, though, man. You put a mic in that guy's hand and he definitely is going to be fun to watch. Good on them for bringing back a legend. And when does the Netflix deal start for the WWE?
I think in January.
Yeah, so they're ramping up for big things over there and it's exciting, man.
By the way, yes. A&E copied the Continental Lovers idea. They're gonna tape it Universal, the AEW. Yeah, the AEW of wrestling. AEW is going to be at Universal. I, you know, Universal don't need to rent the place to them idiots. I mean, it's so bad. You know, you better have ambulances out there because all them old guys, they're going to get hurt. Believe me.
Well, we got to stop
wrestling, AEW.
We got to stop giving them ideas here on the show because someone's clearly listening. And that was an Eddie Mansfield on mouthing off idea to fix the AEW. And instead of hiring the Continental Lover for Juan Soto money, they went ahead and just stole his idea from mouthing off. But Eddie, it's been a really fun show, man. Always is. Great to talk to you once a week here on Mouthing Off. Look forward to doing it more often, hopefully in the future. But for now, tell them goodbye.
Well, for Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying, see ya.